we're just getting ready here for tip-off in the Heidelberg Gym. The place is starting to fill up. A few more families coming out to watch the game. Two-man officiating crew here tonight. Both teams getting ready to take the floor. We've got, it looks like, we've got Nevaeh Peel and Eliza Myers on the jump. And here comes the toss. All right. Skagway Panthers win the tip-off. Eliza over to Haley. Haley tries to find Madison Cox, just off her fingertips out of bounds. Going the other way, Lillian Barmeau inbound, and she's all off the floor. She's the ninth grade point guard here who had a great game last night. Lillian passes back over to, it looks like, Nevaeh Peel. Nevaeh dribbling on the right side of the floor. Down goes baseline. Not much there. Double-teamed right now by the Panthers. She's still, looks for a pass, tries to find, it's stolen by Haley Jensen. Haley looks for Tara Whitehead, and that pass is stolen by Lillian Barmeau. Barmeau at the top of the key, dribbles over to the left side of the floor, setting up her offense. She dribble drive, attacks, finds number one, who is, that's Ashley Christensen, shots up, no good, rebound Eliza Myers. Eliza Myers over to Haley Jensen, dribbling the ball, passes Madison Cox, left side of the floor. Madison back to Haley, left side. She finds, it looks like, Delaney Rao, who looking for a pass. The ball is stolen by Nevaeh Peel. Nevaeh dribbles, top of the key. She's looking for a dribble drive penetration. Back out to Lillian Barmeau on the right side of the floor. Lillian dribbling back over to the top of the key, setting the offense up. She dribble drives, penetrates, almost loses it. And Delaney Rao wraps it up with Nevaeh Peel for a jump ball situation. Ball remains with the Heidelberg Lady Warriors. Inbound to Ashley Christensen. Ashley Christensen shot up, no good. And Kara Whitehead with the rebound passes to Haley Jensen. Haley Jensen pushing the ball at the floor over to Madison Cox. Madison Cox shoots, and it's good. Bank shot from the left side of the floor. A little mid-range jumper. Great-looking shot by Madison Cox. Lillian Barmeau brings the ball up the right side of the floor, dribbles back over the top of the key. Looking for the left side. She dribble drives, penetrates. Oop, passes to Christensen. Christensen shot up, no good. Barmeau gets the rebound. She dribbles out to the three-point line, picks up a dribble, finds Nevaeh Peel. Nevaeh looking for a dribble drive penetration. Back to Christensen. Christensen throws a shot up. No good. And it's chased down by Kara Whitehead, who, in the attempt to regain possession of the basketball, traveled. So it will be Heidelberg ball, sideline, deep sideline on their own basket. Barmeau inbounds to Nevaeh Peel. Nevaeh dribbles to the center of the court. She's being heavily defended by Haley Jensen. Screened by Ashley Christensen. Madison Cox now, with a reaching foul. Madison Cox home for the steal, reaching foul. First team foul, first foul of the game. Score is 0-0 with 5:53 left in the first. 5:53 left in the first. Skagway's got the lead. Inbounds to Lillian Barmeau. She shots up, no good. Rebound Heidelberg. And it's stripped out of bounds by Madison Cox. Stays with the Warriors. Warriors ball underneath. Lillian Barmeau taking the ball out. She looks for an inbound. Finds number 20, who turns the ball over. Skagway pushes the ball up the floor. Haley Jensen to Kara Whitehead, who shoots the little mid-range jumper. And that's 4-0 Skagway. Lillian Barmeau pushes the ball before. She finds Christensen. Christensen, wild shot there. Turned over. Haley Jensen with the rebound. And she's pushing her up the right side of the floor. Stopped. Looks to shoot. That's there. And it looks like we got a foul called. So that was a foul on the Heidelberg Warriors, a non-shooting foul, I believe. Skagway ball underneath. Skagway up 4-0, 5:17 left in the first. Kara Whitehead inbounds Madison Cox. Madison finds Eliza Myers down low. Eliza looking for the post moves, and she's wrapped up by Lillian Barmeau. That's a jump ball. Possession remains with the Panthers. Score 4-0. Skagway in the lead, 5:13 left in the first. Kara Whitehead inbounding the ball. She looks for Delaney Rao, and it is deflected out of bounds off the Warriors. Stays with Skagway underneath their own basket. Skagway setting up an out-of-bounds play. Kara Whitehead accidentally turned the ball over on the inbound, looking for Madison Cox. Heavy pressure there by the Warriors, and that'll go back to the Warriors. Lillian Barmu, the point guard, bringing the ball to the floor. She's being defended by Haley Jensen. Skagway looks like it's in man. And it looks like Barmu passes to number 12. That's Aaliyah Trout. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Madison Cox. She's bringing the ball up the floor, right side of the floor. Stops at the three-point line. Looking inside for Haley Jensen. Turns the ball over by Heidelberg. Now has it. Nevaeh Peel bringing it up the right side of the floor. She's back to the center. Dribble drive penetration. Shots up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Steps on the baseline, out of bounds. Skagway ball. 4-0, 4:37 left here to play in the first quarter. Carol Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Haley Jensen dribbling the ball at the center of the floor, passed over to Madison Cox. Madison back to Haley on the right side. Haley to Kara, top of the key. Kara two drives in, passes back to Madison. And pass looking for Delaney Rao. Pass is deflected out of bounds, stays with Skagway. All right, we got Carol Whitehead taking the ball out. Warriors are in a 2-3 zone, it looks like. Haley looking for Delaney down low. Delaney looking for Madison. Great pass in the middle of the key. Back to Haley in the middle. Back to Delaney. Delaney shot up. No good. Rebound Eliza Myers. Eliza shot up, and she fouled on the shot. Looks like Eliza Myers will be going to the line to shoot two. Score is 4-0. Skagway in the lead with 4:11 left in the first. Eliza Myers on the front end of shooting two free throws. First shot is up. Ooh, just off the back of the rim. No good. Second shot is up. No good. Back of the rim. Lillian Barmu with the rebound. She dribbles up the left side of the floor. Back to the middle of the key. Ooh, she finds... Looks like number 12, Leah Trout, chopped up, no good. Rebound, Madison Cox. Madison Cox dribble, got a 3-on-2 break up the right side of the floor. She slows it up, lets her defense catch up, accidentally throws the ball away. Ashley Christensen with the steal, and then Delaney Rao steals it back from her, and it's bumped by Ashley Christensen. So foul on Heidelberg Warriors, though. That's their third team foul. Skagway's got one team foul. 3:48 left here in the first. Score is still 4-0. Looks like Skagway's playing man-to-man defense, and Heidelberg's in a 2-3 zone. Haley Jensen dribbles over to Madison Cox. Madison back to Haley. Haley looking for a shot. Back to Kara Whitehead, top of the key. Kara dribble drive penetration. Back to Madison. Back to, great ball movement by the Panthers. It was stolen by Chandler Kadake. Chandler Kadake. And she dribbles the ball up, letting her offense set up. Looking for a screen. Gets it. She's down in the low corner. Attacking the basket. Goes for the reversal. Just off the front of the rim. Rebound Delaney. Delaney to Haley. Haley to Madison. Madison pushing the ball up the left side of the floor. And she's looking back to Haley. Top of the key. Haley, two dribble drive penetrate. Finds Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead shoots. And it's up and good. Score is 6-0. Skagway, 3 minutes to go here in the first. Sticking with the man-to-man defense, William Barmy brings it up, passes over to, it looks like Leah Trout. Leah Trout shoots from the left block there in the key and scores. 2-6, Skagway Panthers in the lead. Haley brings it up to Madison Cox on the left side. Madison back to Haley. Haley finds Eliza Myers. Eliza Myers shoots, no good. It's a great post move by Eliza, but just couldn't quite connect. Chandler Kadake has the ball, and she's bringing it up behind her back. Woos the defender. Goes for a shot. It's up. Air ball. Eliza Myers with the rebound. Oop, knocked away, but Madison Cox recovers. Pass to Haley Jensen. Haley Jensen leading a 3-on-2 break. She's up the left side of the floor. Passed over to Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead up. Ooh, just off the top of the glass. And it looks like it's off the outstretched fingertips of Haley Jensen on an attempt for a rebound. Ball stays with the Heidelberg Warriors. Full timeout, Skagway Panthers. Score is 2-6. Skagway Panthers in the lead. About 2 minutes to go here in the first. Coach Mike Swayze coaching up the girls down there, keeping this intensity alive. Possession arrows with the Heidelberg Warriors. They have three team fouls. Skagway has one. Again, the score is 6-2. The Skagway Lady Panthers leading the way. teams are taking the floor here again after our first time out of the game. Possession's going to stay. With Heidelberg here. Lady Panthers are in a full court man-to-man press. Chandler Kadake looking for that long baseball pass. She finds Lillian Baromeo down the floor. Baromeo shoots, shots up, no good. Rebound, Kara Whitehead. Kara to, it looks like McKenna Rao. McKenna dribbling up left side of the floor, stolen by Lillian Baromeo. Baromeo back down the floor. She's dribbling up the right side, back on her own basket. She passes Chandler Kadake. Kadake shoots for three, up, no good. Rebound is Ashley Christensen. Christensen finds Nevaeh Peel, top of the key. Nevaeh finds Baromeo. Baromeo pump fake, nothing there, back to Peel. She sets the screen. Peel looking for something, picks up a dribble, back to Baromeo. Baromeo elbow shot from the key, up, no good. Christensen gets the rebound, looks to shoot, no good. Chandler Kadake saves the ball inbound. Lady Panthers have it. Madison Cox pushing up the left side of the floor, stolen by Chandler Kadake. Chandler Kadake pushing the ball up the left side of the floor. Now back to the center. All the way over the right side. Gets the screen by Lillian Baromeo. She's all the way in the lane. Ooh, wide open lane. Missed the layup, but it's fouled. It looks like she might have been fouled by Eliza Myers with the push. So the score is 2-6. Lady Panthers in the lead. A minute 13 left in the first. And Chandler Kadake is at the free throw line. In the front end of a double free throw situation. First shot's up and then foul. Substitutions in. We got Haley Jensen coming in for Madison Cox. And we have, it looks like, Kiara Summer coming in for, is that Delaney Rao? Yep, Delaney Rao. Chandler Kadake with her second free throw attempt. It's up and good. Score 3-6. Lady Panthers in the lead. Minute 13 left in the first. Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Haley Jensen dribbling up center of the court, finds, it looks like, McKenna Rao. McKenna back to Haley. Haley shots up, no good. Nevaeh Peel, rebound, dribbles up the left side of the floor. She's, stepped out of bounds, but they're calling a foul on Skagway. Blocking foul. Kind of simultaneously there. So that is the third team foul. We have three team fouls on each team. 59 seconds to play here in the first. Chandler Kadake inbounds to, I believe that's Aaliyah Trout. Aaliyah Trout goes up to the center of four, over to the left side, looking for her offense, finds Lillian Baromeo, back to Chandler Kadake. Kadake, dribble drive penetration, same move, almost loses it out of bounds, keeps it alive, and that's a timeout called by the Lady Warriors. Second timeout of the ballgame. 40 seconds to play here in the first. Score is 6-3, Lady Panthers in the lead. Thirty-second timeout called by the Warriors. Gym starts to fill up here more and more every second. Be a good turnout. Coach Mike Swayze questioning the making sure the clock wasn't running out there. Doing something new tonight where they're actually, whether it's a 30 or a full, they're putting the time up on the board and letting it go rather than leaving it up to the officials. So Heidelberg ball baseline underneath. It looks like Skagway switched back to a, they're still a man. Nope, 3-2 zone. 2-3 zone, excuse me. Lillian Baromeo dribbles up. Ooh, shots up and good. Inbound to Baromeo. Baromeo did a dribble around the three-point line, up the middle, shoots and it's up and good. Oh, and then we had Haley Jensen push the ball up the floor, find Kiara Summer. Kiara, in an attempt to get it back to Haley, travel the ball. So Warriors basketball, 25 seconds left, 5-6, Lady Panthers in the lead. 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Looks like we got Aaliyah Trout, gets a screen from Nevaeh Peel over the other side, shoots up, and it's good. Wow. So the Warriors making a push here at the end. 10 seconds left here in the quarter, 7-6, Haley Jensen ball top of the key over to McKenna Rao. Back to Kara Whitehead. Ooh, bounce to the clock. And it looks like a jump ball was called. Kind of a little confusion there as McKenna went for the shot, but was semi-blocked. The referees called a jump and then waved it. So into the first here, score 7-6. Heidelberg Warriors in the lead. And our team fouls are dead even, 3-3.